Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Indeed, we are. As we hit the happy hour, 5 o'clock on the Dow, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby, Crisello out for the last hour. He will return later on in the 5 o'clock hour. But Michael Flicks also will join us last segment of the 5 o'clock hour. Matthew Scraby.
Yes.
Did you see the trade today? Cubs.
Yeah.
Marlins.
Yeah.
We didn't get to it earlier, but Marlins give up Edward Cabrera, one of their. We saw him against the Padres. He pitched pretty well, I must say.
Yeah, he's a fireballer, right?
Fireballer with a really good changeup. Got a few other pieces to go with it. He's added to a Cubs rotation that, you know, I think that was probably the weaker part of their team last year. Maybe, maybe not. Though Matthew Boyd had a great season. We saw Tyon pitch that last day. He pitched game three.
I was thinking that. Steel, they lost the entire year, right?
Steel, they lost the entire year.
Yeah, yeah, but
Tyon
yes.
pitched game three,
yes,
if I'm not mistaken.
Yes,
Shota Imanaga, he'll be back. And now you add a guy like Edward Cabrera to go along with Cade Horton, who was up for a Rookie of the Year conversation. Did he end up winning it?
Cade Horton? Man, it's amazing how we
forgot
can
already.
I
don't think
so
he did.
Quickly.
But they also have Javier Assad. And then Justin Steele will be coming back from elbow surgery. So,
In the NL, it was Drake Baldwin.
Oh yeah, 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 catcher for the
yes.
Braves. But yeah, big nice trade for the Cubs. They get a good pitching piece. On the other way, Marlins get I think three hitting prospects.
Yeah, one of them is Owen Cassie, but is that a former Padre? His name sounds very familiar. It doesn't matter because you know who the real player in that trade that the Padres gave up? Jacob Marcy.
I don't think we had Owen Cassie.
Okay, Jacob Marcy, though, he's one to watch in Miami because he was very good at the end of last year.
Yeah, he was starting to finally go ham.
Yeah. You could say that. Let me ask you about the Cubs themselves. Like, why? Because I feel like the Cubs are always talked about as a team that isn't a big market. They have a lot of money, but they're not necessarily spending that money. Why do you think that is?
Because their owners are cheap.
Really?
I think that's what it boils down to.
That's all it boils down to.
I think that you can't say they don't have money. Do you know who their owners are?
The Wrigley people,
yes.
Right?
No, they're not the Wrigley. It's the Ricketts, I believe.
Oh, the Ricketts.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. I mean, they got loot.
I know they do. So why wouldn't they invest it? Because every year we talk about the Cubs being the team that's going
to
spend a bunch of money and then they never do. And it seems like their fans are always upset with how the roster is constructed.
Their fans have a right to be upset. Based on the market they're in, the amount of money their owner has, and is not really. I mean, listen, at this point, they're not bringing back Tucker.
Yeah.
You know, they made the trade to bring him in, and this is after, you know, dismantling their World Series team after they kind of let the wheels kind of fall off on that.
Yeah.
And they haven't been willing to spend to pay, you know, that big bat. You know,
yeah, I mean,
that they need.
They definitely need the big bat. There was a CBS Sports article I found earlier today with MLB.
Saw the Padres grade on this.
Off-season grades so far. Padres grade was C-.
Good point.
That's what it says in the article so far.
Yeah.
I don't even know why they're writing this article. Obviously, it's just a click thing. And obviously, I clicked and I brought it to the show. But I would say the Padres did better than C-, because bringing back Michael King was something that we didn't think was going to happen.
I don't think they got better than a C-.
Really?
Personally. Because I think an offseason a lot of times is on what you can add to your team. I mean, Michael King was I know he was a free agent, but he was on the team last year. And you know, I think it also has to do with, you know, where have you been able to improve? And I think, I mean, just to get Michael King back was like to hold serve almost, you know,
yeah,
at that
yeah,
point.
Yeah.
We I think the jury's still out on Sungmon Song.
Yeah, we're going to have to see.
And, you know, I think we also know that if you're dealing with AJ Preller, offseason isn't actually over until game one of the regular season.
I said this on the Scraby Show last night. I am not going to panic ever anymore about this roster construction because it seems like I panic every single year. We
yes,
get into
do.
Spring training, they put it together, everything's fine.
You definitely panic every year.
And they have a lot of their positions already covered. Their outfield's covered.
First base is the only position.
First base is
not
the only
covered.
Position.
Maybe DH.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Maybe
I
DH.
Talk
because
about that one.
Because I think what Sung does is he gives you a little bit more versatility off the bench, you know, assuming he's not going to be an everyday guy. So, yeah, man, I think Padres, I think, should be an incomplete. It should be an incomplete, not a C. C-.
All these teams should be incomplete, but as Chris pointed out earlier, the White Sox got an A. I mean, your friend, why am I forgetting his name right now? Will Venable.
Yes.
Is the manager of the White Sox. He's very happy.
I read a report that
is it Reinsdorf?
Reinsdorf. I heard that he had to be convinced to sign the Japanese player. Like, and I know that to be probably true, having had conversations with Will, like he's gotta like earn whatever, like he gotta go in here and convince Jerry that, hey man, this is what we should do.
He got 2 years, $34 million. So apparently $17 million is too much for the White Sox for a player. I mean, obviously you don't know what he's gonna do.
You know, we all kinda get that way as you get older. You're just a little tighter with your money.
And Reinsdorf is kind of stepping away as it is.
Yes. So. He's like, hold on, I'm giving you $34 million?
I'm not
quite attached to this as I used to be.
Let's see some of the other scores from around NFC, or NFC, NL West. Colorado Rockies, a B. They got a B.
Who they do? Oh, I guess because of their front office? Is that why they got
it
the B?
It says they haven't done anything of note this offseason insofar as the roster is concerned. Last time I checked, that's the most important thing, but they did bring in Paul DePodesta.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, he's only been in the Browns organization the last however long.
And how has that been? Go check out the players that they signed.
Hey, man, teach his own.
Diamondbacks, B-. They say bring back Merrill Kelly. I stumbled into this last night because I was talking to someone. Asked me if there was one hitter and one pitcher out there in the free agent market, who would you go after? And I put the parameters. Can't just spend money, you know. So I said Zach Gallen because the Diamondbacks chose.
Can't just spend money. You're going to have to spend money to get him.
Here's my thing.
Oh, you think his price tag is dropping?
No, here's my thing. The Diamondbacks went with Merrill Kelly, 2 years, $40 million. That tells me that they are not interested in bringing back Zach Gallen.
Who's Zach's agent? Let's find that out.
Well, what I was thinking is Zach Gallen, if he's not finding suitors, the Padres should do like a Nick Pivetta deal with Zach Gallen, where he gets a very low salary for this year, but then the next year, it jumps up into like the $20 million range.
I don't know. Listen, I like Zach. I think he would be, he's a Boris guy.
Oh,
that's probably why it's been late. That means he's going to get his cheese too, probably.
And I don't think the owner Ken Kendrick really likes Scott Boras after the whole Jordan Montgomery thing, and
he's
very cautious with Scott Boras negotiations.
Sell him some goods that maybe he wasn't very happy with.
All right, let's see what the Dodgers have. The Dodgers have a B. They said with the addition of Edwin Diaz, that's a big thing. Losing Kirby Yates isn't that big of a deal.
That's all they got. Well.
It's illegal to say anything bad about the Dodgers in this day and age.
To answer your question, the more I think about it, I don't know what it's going to cost you. I can't imagine it being a whole lot, but I mean, max, to add
Max Scherzer?
The very back end of your rotation.
I agree. That would be fun. I think it's worth giving him a shot.
I think it is too. I think it just adds to your depth. Like, let's say he can't go, you know, every fifth start. You got some guys that can kind of fill in for a little bit of time to kind of get you there going. If it's not expensive, man, I think he would be good at the back end.
What did he pitched pretty well in the World Series
last year.
Postseason,
he pitched better than he did. I mean, he was kind
injured.
Of injured most of the time. And that's, you know, that's the part that you hesitate on. If he was just, you know, throwing up innings even at this age, you wouldn't really hesitate. But it's been a while since he's put together a season.
Let's see, he went...
Max has got to be close to... I'm 43, so he got to be, 41?
He was born before... He was 84, so 41.
Yeah.
He went 4 1/3 on November 1st.
And remember, you know, postseason, you don't get the long leash. You're going to get... They're getting just very... is the precise amount out of you.
But the postseason, he gave up 6 runs. He struck out 11. It wasn't an ERA of 3.77. I'm cool with that. I'm cool with Max Scherzer coming to town. I think that would be fun to have him in town. Because I know you guys talk every once in a while, so that's good for the show. If Max Scherzer comes to town.
Thinking about the show.
It's good, yes.
Yeah, are we going to get to play some of that Dallas Braden?
Yeah. You want to play right now?
I don't know if we have enough time. Do we? 5:10.
It is 5:10. We already have a segment with Chris coming up next.
Let's just hold on to it. We can play it tomorrow.
Okay. I will put
it
in our
doc for
tomorrow.
We got another full 4-hour show for you tomorrow, too.
Yes,
no
Dallas
Thursday
Braden
night football.
Goes in on the Hall of Fame
writers. He brings up some great points. I mean, we've kind of been talking a little bit about it since the vote or the new members were going to go in and how the writers have held strongly to this idea that, you know, there's some type of, I don't know, moral compass that is being kind of held to this generation of players.
What do you mean?
I mean, in terms of the steroid, you know, cheating,
yeah.
That part, even though, you know, for this group of guys, it wasn't an actual rule.
Yeah.
And it was something that a large majority of the league was involved in.
Yeah.
But they have left some of the very best out of the game. And I think as a result of that, there has been some damage to guys that were just like in that era, right?
There has been, yeah.
You know, and you know, I'm not. And so Dallas goes in on that. We'll get you probably play that for you guys
just
tomorrow.
Just put it in our document for tomorrow.
Indeed.
Hopefully
all right, let's get to break.
Confuse Chris.
Chris has some terrific. What do you call these NFL playoff stats?
Yeah, he went through the matchups.
For the specific matchup.
Yeah, he texted us this morning, and I could feel the excitement.
This was
the
supposed to be a much, much longer segment. We just didn't have time.
I told him to shrink it.
He had to cut it down. So we'll get to that when we return. Morgan and Chris, there's some traffic.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Gwen and Chris rolling through the happy hour on this Wednesday evening. I'm getting ready to get on over to San Diego State. Aztec women taking on Tony Gwynn Jr.'s Grand Canyon Lopes tonight.
No, not Tony Gwynn Jr.
Not yours. Huh? Your daughter's,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, Michaela Gwynn's.
Yes.
GC Lopes.
Your daughter's on your way to be a Lope. They're not the antelopes, right? They're just the Lopes.
No, they're just the Lopes.
Huh. I go figure.
Interesting. So. Wait, they do this? This is their... That's the Wolf Pack.
No, not anymore.
That's now a Lope.
Now it's a Lope.
I thought this was like also the TCU Horned Frog.
No, that's...
Careful, something wrong on my hand.
Careful, Braden Surprenant. Careful. All right, but obviously coming up this weekend, it's NFL Wild Card Weekend. A lot of fun, and we've been getting you ready for the games in several different ways this week. And I thought today we'd do a little history as we get set for these six games. And we start out with the first game on the board, the Rams and the Panthers. Second meeting all time in the playoffs between these two teams. I don't know if either of you remember the first, Rams. But it was a classic game. It was in 2003, so it was a little while ago. But
it was like the Steve Smith Rams?
It was.
Or
it was,
Panthers?
It was. The Rams were still the greatest show on turf.
They were on the backside of that.
They're on the backside of it, but they were favored at home. They were down 11 in the fourth quarter. The Rams came back. Marshall Faulk scored a touchdown. They kicked a field goal, and they went to double overtime. And you've probably seen this play before, but in the first play of double overtime, Jake Delhomme hit Steve Smith on a slant, and he just broke through.
Oh, Jake Delhomme.
And the game just ended so suddenly because they'd been battling in overtime and back and forth.
Talk about a great, great pickup for fantasy football.
I was just about to say,
I won a championship that year.
Jake Delhomme
got
hot.
The only reason we know Jake Delhomme's name is because he was a fantasy stud.
Shout out to my pops, man. He was the one who was like, hey, man. Look at a Jake Delhomme, Steve Smith combo. I'm telling you, man.
Wow.
He hit it out the ballpark.
One team that didn't notice or hear your pops was the Rams because they didn't cover him. They were out of the playoffs. So that's the only meeting ever between these two. Next up on Saturday night, two of the greatest franchises, right, in NFL history, the Packers and the Bears. And they've only played twice before in the postseason.
Wow. With like 100.
You would think there'd be a lot, right? The first one was, I remember I was there. I had 50-yard line seats. 1941 for the first game. I don't remember much about that one. But a lot of people may remember the second meeting. It was the 2010 NFC Championship.
Ooh, Aaron Rodgers.
It was in Chicago. Aaron Rodgers didn't really have a great game, threw two picks, but did score on a touchdown run. But it was the Packers' defense that knocked Jay Cutler out of the game after 80 yards passing. The Bears had to finish up with Caleb Haney quarterbacking. Can you imagine putting your Super Bowl hopes on Caleb Haney?
No, I can't.
I remember the Yankee. I don't remember.
You remember Caleb Haney?
I don't remember Haney.
Yeah, well,
no,
you remember
either.
Yeah, Haney. Anyway, Packers win 21-14. B.J. Raji, forever in the hearts and minds of Packers fans, sealed it with an 18-yard pick six. And that was the year that Rodgers would then go on to beat the Steelers and win his only Super Bowl. On to Sunday's games, Buffalo-Jacksonville. And you would think these two...
This is going to be a doozy of a game, I think.
It really should be a very good game.
Yeah.
Josh Allen, so hard to stop. And you would think through the years, if these teams had played twice, which they have in the playoffs, that Buffalo probably won. You'd be wrong. Jacksonville won both meetings. And one of them was in 1996. This was only the second year of Jacksonville's existence. But they had a running back that day. Charger fans may recognize. Natron means business. 175 yards for Natron.
I recall it was raining, too. So
it was a rainy day in Buffalo. Well, what else is new in Buffalo in December?
They could tackle him.
Mark Brunell had a good game.
Oh, Mark Brunell.
Yeah. Thurman Thomas scored a couple times for Buffalo. But when it was over, Jacksonville had upset the Bills 30-27 in the first playoff meeting. The second playoff meeting was in 2017. You talk about a yawner in the wild card round. Buffalo win, or Jacksonville wins that rather 10-3. Blake Bortles throws the touchdown pass to, I think, a backup tight end. I've never heard of this guy. Ben Koyak. The only TD of the day.
Is that the year that they ended up beating the Steelers and going to the AFC Championship?
Yeah, I think so. The Buffalo quarterback that day, Tyrod Taylor, in a losing effort.
Dang.
All right, next up on Saturday, Scraby will be getting ready.
Sunday, you mean?
I'm Sunday, right. Second game Sunday. Eagles. 49ers. Let's talk about the first playoff meeting first, because I think you'll enjoy this one better.
How many times have they played?
Twice. 1996, 49ers shut out the Eagles 14-0 in a wild card game. Steve Young, touchdown run, and a pass to Jerry Rice. The
classic
49ers
combo.
49ers should have shut them out in this game, as Ty Detmer was the Eagle quarterback that day.
This is year before McNabb.
Yeah, they didn't have anybody really. If you can name the leading rusher for the 49ers in that game, Scraby, you're the greatest 49er fan of all time.
Was it Hurst? I was going to say, is it Garrison Hurst?
Former Dolphin Terry Kirby.
Ah,
I don't even remember him being
Terry
with the 49ers.
I remember him being with the 49ers.
He had a nice day that
I think
day.
Garrison Hurst came after 96.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, 49ers won that one. I don't need to remind you of the second meeting, Scraby.
No.
Christian McCaffrey. Christian McCaffrey, 0-for-1 passing in the game. I really, they didn't know what to do. No, remember, they brought him in at quarterback.
There was nothing for them to do.
And then they said, well, all right, we'll go with Josh Johnson. So they brought Josh in after Christian McCaffrey.
Well,
that's how low they thought of Josh Johnson.
It created a rule. Now you're allowed to have a third emergency quarterback without it counting against your roster. Because that's the reason they didn't have a third quarterback.
Did you realize, I'm sure you didn't, but Brock Purdy was 4-for-4 to start that game.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
Before he got knocked out.
Start.
Yeah, and then the referees gave the Eagles.
That was the whole conversation leading up to that game, was could they protect him?
Could they protect him?
And no. The answer was no. Devontae Smith caught a pass that he actually didn't catch down the sideline in the first drive of the game. Which really
and I'm sure Miles Sanders didn't really score two touchdowns.
No, he did.
I'm pretty sure Boston Scott didn't run for a touchdown either.
Boston Scott.
You
know, when...
Sorry.
When the,
it was a long day
when,
for you.
When
you
Brad Purdy tore his arm up, I knew it was over.
Well, everybody did. 31-7.
We all enjoyed it, though, very much.
We did.
Must
the
say.
Eagles won that NFC Championship in 2022. All right. Then the Sunday night game, and this has got to be saved for last around here, as the Chargers take on the Patriots. This is going to bring back mostly bad memories, of course, for Charger fans, the playoff history between these two. But the Chargers did win the first one. In 1963. It was the AFL Championship, the only championship this city's ever won. The Chargers won that day over the then Boston Patriots, 51-10.
Nice.
A great running back by the name of Keith Lincoln scored 51 fantasy points that day. 200-plus yards rushing, 123 receiving, and two touchdowns. Chargers win then. But in 2006, unfortunately...
Do we have to talk about it?
Well, there's a few things about this game that I didn't remember. Chargers, of course, lost, and everyone remembers only really one thing. Marlon McCree, Cree fumbling the ball.
Poor guy.
The Patriots, that happened with 6.5 minutes to go, and the Chargers were up 21-13 after Troy Brown forced the fumble, got the ball back. Brady ended up getting him down for the tie. Chargers got a possession, went 3 and out. Patriots went down. Gostkowski kicked a field goal to make it 24-21. Chargers had another possession after that.
They didn't do nothing.
Phillip Rivers drove him down. No, Nate Kading missed the field goal.
Yeah, that's right.
They didn't do nothing.
Right,
with it.
Yeah. 54-yard chance to win the game or tie it. And, of course, none of that happened.
I think being the most accurate kicker of all time is a jinx on yourself.
Well, Nate Kading
always bring that up
when it mattered.
Exactly.
At the end
that's
for
what
Charger
I'm saying. Like, these guys, Luke didn't miss a field goal like all year.
Yeah.
From that distance, and then he misses that one.
The jinx was on. The Chargers and Patriots. Chargers and Patriots.
Things get a little tight.
Yeah, they do. What part of the body gets tight there, Tony?
I think the backside.
Backside. Does it rhyme with Bechtum?
Indeed, Mekhi Becton? Yes, it does.
Indeed, it does. Chargers and Patriots would meet one more time in the AFC Championship game 2007. In this game, you couldn't blame Nate Kading. He made four field goals, but that's all the Chargers got.
Is this the LT on the bench the whole game thing?
LT was on the bench.
In his Darth Vader mask.
In the Darth Vader. That's a great remembering, Scraby.
Well, because he was just sitting there with his jacket on, and everybody's like,
"What's he doing?
Are you playing, or what are you doing?"
He didn't. Brady threw touchdowns to Jabbar Gaffney and Wes Welker. But what I remember was that the very end, Chargers were down 9 points. They had the ball on the New England 36-yard line and punted, which you would never see now.
I don't remember this.
They punted, and New England ran out the final nine and a half minutes. The Chargers never even got the ball back.
Yep.
Wow.
21-12, Patriots.
That's a brutal way to watch a game for a fan, too.
It was brutal.
LT was there to see it all, unfortunately. That was his darkest moment.
And Philip Rivers did tear his ACL and
played through it in that game.
Yeah.
He sure did.
He didn't tear it in the game. He tore it before the game, and he still played.
He sure did. The other matchup, Monday night, Houston and Pittsburgh, that will be their first playoff meeting. So no history lesson there. And there you have it. Whoa. Getting you ready. Tomorrow, everybody, we break it down. Our picks for the playoff wild card round, and we will tell you who we think the teams will be in the Super Bowl. Who are the 49ers going to play, Scrabe?
The Jaguars.
Okay, well, you'll have a chance to make that prediction tomorrow.
I want Robert Saleh to get his revenge
against
Liam Cohen.
Yeah. Oh, because he threatened to kill him, and you think he should get revenge after he threatened to kill him?
Yeah.
Don't worry. They'll be playing by themselves somewhere at home.
They'll be playing with themselves?
Yeah.
Look at Scraby.
I'm sorry, what? It just hit me.
All right. Playoffs are this weekend. Of course, we got a little more to go on the program. Michael Flicks into studio next for you high school basketball fans. Stick around on Gwen and Chris.
5:36 on the dial, and if you listen to Gwen and Chris, you know that it is that time of the day. Congratulations to our biggest fan, Edgar Zaragoza. Chula Vista. Give us a call within the next 10 minutes at 833-288-0973 and you'll qualify for our grand prize. 20 tickets for you and your friends for a night in our Odyssey Suite at a Padre game with all the fan staff later this season. Catered by Spiro's Mediterranean Cuisine. Remember to register your name at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan. Edgar Zaragoza. You got 9 minutes. Go. All right, let's check some traffic.
Tick, tick, tick.
And then Michael Flicks.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there is no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
All right, indeed, on most Wednesdays, this segment is dedicated to the high school folks. And joining us is our weekly guest, Michael Flicks, handles all of the high school hoops. One of, you know, I think of a few great people who cover the game here in San Diego. Michael, how are you, my friend? How was the holidays?
I'm doing well. The holidays were good. Christmas was good. Happy to be in a new year. Excited for the new year. I'm doing well. I can't complain. How are you?
I'm well, man. 2026 is off to a bang, and I got a chance, you know, because you kind of advocated, and I hadn't really been there since actually playing in it, I got a chance to get out to the Holiday Classic. Mm-hmm. I saw DeMatha from Maryland. I saw Mission Bay play. Mm-hmm. I saw De La Salle play. I saw a team out from L.A. play. I think I saw a little bit of Francis Parker, too. I know you were at that tournament. What was your thoughts on the tournament as a whole?
Great tournament, as always, great tournament. The San Diego teams were impressive. The tip-off night was a really exciting night.
That was the Francis Parker-Torrey Pines game?
Exactly, yeah. Torrey Pines, who had been a little rough to start the season for a couple reasons. But they, you know, had a three at the buzzer to knock off Francis Parker, who at the time was the number one team. And since then, they've really kind of been riding that momentum. They got some big wins in the actual Torrey Pines Holiday Classic tournament, and they've been playing well.
My takeaway from that tournament was that I thought there were a lot of good teams from San Diego. There were a lot of good individual players in some of the other teams, but I thought the San Diego actual teams overall were pretty strong.
Yeah, we did well. We did well. The San Diego teams, when I say we, the San Diego teams did well in every division, whether it was the American, the National, the Governors. Like, we did well. Olympian went really well in really far in their bracket. So did Santa Fe Christian. We had teams really, really playing well.
So as we start to move towards league in the high school season, give me your top 10 teams you got as we start to roll into this part of the season, because, you know, prior to now, it's been pretty much, you know, preseason type stuff, whether it was the tournaments or some non-conference games. Mm-hmm. Now we're starting to move into the games that, like, really count for these teams.
For sure. So my top 10, I got Santa Fe Christian at number one. They only one loss on the season, and they haven't lost to a San Diego team yet.
So their loss came from out of state.
Yeah. Yeah,
or out of city at least.
Right. Well, I believe it was out of state during the Holiday Classic. Okay. So I got Santa Fe Christian at number one, Victory Christian at number two, Mission Bay at number three, Francis Parker at number four. Even though honestly, my three and four could probably be swapped. I got Madison at number five, Olympian at six, La Costa Canyon at seven, Mira Mesa, who I'm a big fan of Mira Mesa right now. They're playing some good basketball. Mira Mesa at eight, San Marcos at nine, and Cathedral Catholic to round out the top 10.
Now, Olympian, they've moved up in this. I don't believe they were in your top 10 last time we had this, which was maybe a month ago at this point. What have you seen from them that has to move them up the ladder a little bit?
It's just the way they play, their defense, how fast they play on offense. If you let JJ and Tristan get to running, they're going to beat you. If you let them fast break, they're too fast, they're too skilled with the ball, and they finish at the basket.
They do finish. For some little guards, they finish.
Yes, and if you let them get to running, they're going to get in transition and they're going to score. And number 11 for them, I said I wasn't going to do that. They got a shooter on their team that if you leave him open, he's gonna cash it out. He's Matthew Huertas.
Matthew Huertas, boy, he had it this time.
Yeah, I got you. Matthew Huertas. So yeah, along with Tristan and JJ, Matthew's helping them with the scoring. He's had a couple games this year where just off knocking down 9-10 threes, he was their leading scorer.
I mean, we got those two guards. They're gonna collapse the paint. You're gonna get some shots.
100%.
Is Amir Mason new to this top 10?
I don't think so.
Okay,
I don't
you had them so. In there early.
Yeah, I believe I had them in there earlier. They, Tim Dorn, they got a 6'7" senior. He was there last year as well. Tim Dorn, who once he made, like when he takes the floor and makes it up in his mind that nobody's going to score while he's near the basket and he's going to get every rebound.
He's dangerous.
Super dangerous. They win. And then Diego, who's their best player and their leading scorer, he is a cookie monster on defense. He can steal the ball from pretty much anybody and people have a hard time taking the ball from him. He's the point guard. He's got a real tight handle. He finds open shooters, and he finishes really well around the basket. I really like Mary Mace. I think they got a real chance to do something.
Now, I haven't got a chance to see Francis Parker play. Mm-hmm. One of the coaches I'm real cool with, Tito, is on that staff.
Mm-hmm.
But you said 3 and 4 could be swap. Mission Bay, Francis Parker.
Uh-huh.
I saw Mission Bay, and they have a very even squad. What I mean, there's no one player that seems like is way better. They just all play mm-hmm. good ball. They press pretty much the whole game. Yep. They get up and down the court.
Yep.
And they got down early in the game to De La Salle.
Mm-hmm.
And their composure, it was almost like they had been there before. They got back into that game. They ended up winning that game against De La Salle. I think it was the first game of the tournament.
Okay.
But they were impressive, man. Mm-hmm. They were a really well-coached team. Mm-hmm. Well-coached team.
That's a shout-out and a tribute to Coach Marchand.
Yeah.
He's a fiery coach. He's real animated with the way he coaches. He demands excellence, and he demands perfection from his players. But from what I've noticed, and I've been covering him for as long as I've been covering San Diego basketball, not everybody can play for a coach like that, but yeah. The ones that do play for him, they're
dialed in.
They're dialed
for sure.
In, and it ends up being like good for them after basketball as
yeah.
well. Like the way they're able to handle a coach like Marchand, handle adversity on the court while handling
a you're definitely going like to deal Marchand with that as an adult yeah. once you get
like
done
it.
Playing with
I like it. I was actually just telling somebody not too long ago, like I understand why if like somebody wouldn't want to have their kid play for a coach like Marchand, but I would absolutely send my son to play for Marchand.
Now, what makes those teams so interchangeable with Parker and Bay?
They're both really talented. They both play the right way. They both have shooters. They both can knock it down from deep.
Yeah.
I the reason I want to say I think I could put Francis Parker ahead of them is because I think Francis Parker could probably beat them head to head, and they have just a little bit more firepower.
Yeah.
But they're very similar to each other, I'd say.
All right. We had a few games yesterday you wanted to kind of highlight. Maybe some of the games from, you know, beyond yesterday, but mm-hmm. Santa Fe Christian is the first one. Before we get to that, Michael Flix joins us here on Gwen and Chris handling our prep basketball, high school basketball segment. What is it? What was the game like watching Rancho Santa Fe get after it yesterday?
Well, I wasn't at the game. It was Santa Fe Christian. They're 16-1. Like I said earlier, they haven't lost to a team in San Diego yet. This game that I wanted to talk about, because I haven't been on the radio since he did it, and it was a really big deal.
Oh, it was during the tip-off classic.
Yeah, during the tip-off.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, Dax Hall had 42 points.
We keep hearing that name.
Against Cathedral.
And
Dax Hall, he's if I had to have a vote for player of the year, it would go to him right now.
Already.
He's averaging 28 points, 18 rebounds, 8 assists, shooting 63% from the floor and 44% from the three-point
line. And he had a 40-piece
at a 42-point
game. Particular tournament.
Against Cathedral, yeah. It was – and it's funny, like, when you talk to different coaches that coach against him and different, like, players or even just fans, they're like, I don't understand how, like, he's 6'1", he's not very fast. Like, I don't understand how he just does what he does, and he doesn't need to be fast. He has a strong handle,
his IQ
has a strong
seems
frame,
to be pretty...
and he knows where he wants to yeah. go, and he doesn't let anybody stop him. So, shout out to Dax Hall, man. If I had to vote for player of the year, he would get my vote today.
They were the number one team. Victory Christian, 13-4. They're building some good momentum, huh?
Yeah, they've won 7 of their last 8 games, the last 3 of which came out in Arizona in the Nike tournament. And DJ, I'm about to do it again. DJ, Jay, and Jaden Gray. They had them up, and then also they have another player. I think I spoke about him before. His name is Isaiah Owens. He'll look up at the end of the game, and he'll be their leading scorer with 20 points, and they don't even really run plays for him. He hustles. Whenever there's a 50-50 ball or a loose ball, he gets every rebound. He gets every loose ball. He's one of those energy guys every coach will want on their team.
Those type of guys are so valuable on your team because they don't slump. Because they are always playing on that motor.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen Virgil. That was the young man who hit the game winner against Francis Parker, correct?
Yes. And it was really big for a lot of reasons. He's a transfer, so it's his first year playing for Torrey Pines. And prior to that, they've been having some issues all getting on the same page. And it seemed like that shot kind of brought the team together. You know, he hits the shot. Of course, everybody runs out. They're jumping on him. They're hugging him. You know, they're running up to my camera like, we're number one. We run the city. It seemed like
they love seeing you there something like that.
I love telling people. I love when I come in the gym and I'm like, I usually get there during warm-ups. And I love when, like, I see the kids warming up. And then when they see me there, they start doing more stuff. And, you know, dude, I'm like, I love seeing it, though.
The layup line can get nasty when you show up, I'm sure.
For sure.
You said you wanted to show some love to LaCosta Kane. I know. Before
I'm all ears.
He couldn't even get in his seat right before I finished that.
Yes, LaCosta Kane, they're 13-5. They have wins over Mira Mesa, Victory Christian, and Carlsbad, all teams that are in the top 10.
They go to my stomping ground Friday. Yeah.
They play at Poway on Friday at 7:30.
Wow. I'm the Battle of the Greens.
Yes. Yeah, I plan on being at that game. That's gonna
Poway's
be
playing some good playing some good basketball
they
this
are.
Year too.
They are.
I think they ended up winning one of those brackets in that holiday tournament.
They did. Poway's playing some inspired basketball for sure. I'm liking it.
I might have to make an appearance.
I was gonna say, both of y'all should come out to that. We should make some content of it.
Lastly, we got Olympia. Mm-hmm. We kind of went over there, Marshall, so we've already done them.
Yeah.
But Madison is a team that is also in your top 10. They sit at 5. Mm-hmm. What do you got on them?
They started the season hot, and they're still playing well. They've unexpectedly for me anyway, they're on a two-game losing streak. They've lost to Cathedral Catholic, and they just lost to Olympia. They'll be looking to, I'm pretty sure they'll get back, with all due respect, to University City. I'm pretty sure Madison will get back on track on Friday against University City.
That's a conference game right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Madison, their best player, R.J. Miller, I'm a big fan of his. He actually played football this year, but he looks more like a football player than a basketball player, and he's just like, you know, nimble feet, knows how to use his frame, has soft touch around the basket. I'm a big fan of his and a big fan of the whole team, Madison team.
I'm sure it hasn't changed in, what now, the 26 years since I've been in high school. It's never fun to play against football, dude. You are going to get you're going to be beat up by the time the game is over, for sure. So, Michael, great job, man.
Thank you, man. I appreciate
you coming on, spending some time with us on the top 10. We do this every Wednesday during the high school season, or at least until I have to go to spring training, we do it. but Michael did a great job. He'll be back next week. Michael, we'll do it again.
Yes, sir. I'm looking forward to it.
Let's do it. All right. We got about 5 minutes left to go in this. Should we play the Dallas Brayton thing now?
Why not? I just closed it, but I'll get it back open.
Dallas, as I was kind of laying out, lays a good argument out for the Hall of Fame voters that are holding this line of PEDs, performance-enhancing drugs, that I think kind of blanketed the 90s era baseball. And he brings up a good point in terms of if you're going to hold that line, you need to go all the way.
Yeah, I'm sorry this audio is going to jump in, but Instagram's really hard to control on the computer.
I don't do that part. That's in your realm.
Here we go. Dallas Brayden.
And taking on the responsibility or the job of trying to identify and investigate who these players that are in the Hall of Fame that were alleged PED users, wouldn't that be a feather in your cap? Like, wouldn't that be the hill that you want to plant your flag on? If you care so much about the sanctity of the hall, why not go and identify those guys? Why not make that your life's work to clean up the hall? Because if that's not something you want to do, and you're falling back on the excuse of, well, you know, I didn't have a vote then, and I do have a vote now, and so this is how I'm going to approach it moving forward, well, that almost seems like a lazy excuse
totally.
And a way to absolve yourself of the responsibility of protecting the hall. So I would almost ask, like, hey, reel it in a bit. Don't go so hard on defending what this is all about.
Yeah.
If you might not be willing to do the dirty work to clean the hall up.
I love it.
And the reason why Dallas is saying it, I think his point is that he knows that they won't want to do all of that work.
Of course.
They only want to stand on this particular issue. And it's robbing, I think, guys like Don Mattingly, who was never accused, never tested positive. Gary Sheffield, same thing, never tested positive, never. But he's in that era. And so I think he's being, you know, some of those guys are being, and never mind the fact that Barry Bonds is the greatest baseball player to ever lace him up, not in the Hall of Fame. Roger Clemens, one of the best pitchers to ever do it. It's kind of crazy to me.
I Dallas Braden always says really smart stuff.
I love
stuff.
Dallas.
He's got good taste.
Dallas is not afraid either. He's definitely going to tell you off top how he feels about
because,
something.
Because we know that baseball writers, Hall of Fame voters are very protective over their name and their image. But Dallas is right. If you're going to keep these guys out, then you need to make sure that the hall's clean.
Filter out the whole thing.
If the hall's not clean, let these guys in. It doesn't make any sense that that's the case. I never even really considered going back and checking into guys. But how are you going to figure that out, though?
The investigative power is probably there now compared to what it was.
Yeah, it could be.
You really can't.
I was going to say.
You really can't.
This guy.
He looks like he might have had something in his
head
system.
Grew two sizes overnight.
I don't know that you. It would be tough to do it. But at least if you made the effort, you could stand on this. You could stand on ten toes on this particular. Situation.
Yeah, if you go and investigate, clear guys, then you know what? You have a clean Hall of Fame.
Let me ask you, man, what you got for your extra hour?
Why are you putting me on the spot?
What you got for the Scraby Chronicles?
Actually, I'm going to go through some of the audio from AJ Cassavell earlier.
Okay, fair enough.
Yes, and I'm also going to talk about
It's always a new audience.
It is.
It's always a new audience.
The Las Vegas Athletics are having trouble with their trademark.
As much as I hate on Mr. Fisher, what is going on? Why can't he get the trademark? Someone already has it?
No. Well, you know that last dive bar? They were really involved in trolling him. They were the ones who claimed it.
Did they really?
But there's been some development since then. He's trying to get the trademarks, but Las Vegas, or the trademark authority, is saying that it's only geographic. And you can't, because athletics is too broad of a word. So they don't own the Las Vegas.
Did they not get the trademark in Oakland?
I guess they did, but for some reason, I was just reading an article preparing for it, and they were saying that, hey, you can change some things up, you can meet our regulations, and we'll help you with this, but
they're going to make them work for
it. Yeah, it's not easy. Nothing is easy for him.
Back at it again tomorrow. Scraby Chronicles up next. What do we have tomorrow? Do we have No, I don't think we do.
I don't know either.
Enjoy the Chronicles up next.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.